Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, when somebody wants to ban your guns, they are your absolute enemy. Because once they get the guns, they've got the military and police trained that the founding fathers are bad and all the rest of it. They're coming after us. And this world is ruled by violence, as Bob Dylan was saying in the last segment. And so we need the physical threat of defense to hold back the ravenous criminals on the street, but also government. And as it becomes evident that government can't and won't protect you in Hurricane Sandy or Katrina, as people see disarmed populations murdered in Africa and you name it, and people learn about Mao Zedong taking the guns and killing everybody and saying political power grows out of a barrel of a gun, people are out buying guns. That's why this article I'm going to cover later, lock your doors, prepare to defend your family. You know, that's what the police are starting to say because they live in the real world. Despite all the brainwashing the globalists give them, all the federalization, the longer police are policed statistically, the better they get on average because they start living in the real world. They start becoming reassured when there's a robbery going on and the guy jumps over somebody's fence and the cop can't find him in the dark and a citizen says, put your hands up, and the cop's able to arrest him. Police are living in the real world. And so that's why I've seen national studies. We've had Jack McClam on about this. We've also had the head of Gun Owners of America on about it, Larry Pratt. I mean, I've seen national studies and polls of police where 98% are pro-gun. Well, I mean, they're around guns all day. They're not afraid of guns anymore. And that's how we're going to beat these people. And if we beat them on guns and we're getting close, we beat them on everything. And I need to do a special report on this sometimes. In fact, before the year ends, I'm going to do a special report that we're winning the war against tyranny in that one area. But, folks, you win in one area, and we ever overturn them in any area, they fall. So we are winning the gun war. I need to do a report on that. That is essential that I do that. And also a new report on the end of the world being a hoax. But it could happen. This particular, this is the end of the world, is just a total hoax. But it could happen. So I want to look at real threats. And when we come back, I'm going to give the number out on Bob Costas. You know, it sounds like, oh, don't be mean to Bob Costas. People really become friends with their football commentators. I got a lot of heat last year, day one, when I said, you know, the whole university heads were involved in the cover-up. Because it came on the local news. It wasn't national. And you know they're running kids out of Pedophile Valley there at Penn State. Black Sunshine. What's the real name of it? Sunny Valley? Yeah. Black Sunshine Valley, Devil Valley, Satanic Valley. Of course it's hooked into politicians and people. Of course it turned out it was hooked into Homeland Security. Of course it's hooked into all sorts of suity groups. I mean, Sandusky was raping children inside of the facility, in front of people, at, you know, in the middle of the day, in public places. And that showed right there, oh my gosh, this was covered up from the mid-90s. It fit the MO of how they run these charities of disadvantaged, at-risk kids so nobody will believe them. And we've seen this over and over again all over the world. The globalists want power so they can do bad things. Maybe it's kill young women. A lot of them are into that. Maybe it's kill young men like John Wayne Gacy. Maybe it's hurt little children. But they crave the power so they can do the crime and exempt themselves under national security. And so that's why I get mad at the churches trying to act like they're on a high horse after somebody's sexual activities that are consensual with adults, because it's all this obsession over that and never over the real abuse and bad things and killing that's going on. You know, they'll never touch the stuff that Cynthia McKinney in Congress would expose. And then half the time, those preachers are the biggest freaks out there. They're just total hypocrites is my issue. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalists on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15 and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. And you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we are now into the second hour of this worldwide broadcast. We have got so much news we're going to hit and cover here. New York editor, the editor of New Yorker magazine, Hillary Clinton is running for president. We're going to break that down. Duma begs TV stations not to encourage end-of-the-world hysteria in Russia. But I'm going to tie it into real threats facing society and a headline, lock your doors and prepare to defend your family. That's what police and city attorneys are saying all over the country. Also, the Vatican goes Big Brother with RFID tracker chips. We're going to get more into Bob Costas and his attack on the Second Amendment in the aftermath of the NFL player reportedly drugged out of his mind, running around in a pity party with himself. Maybe it's the concussions. Who knows? PTSD. How about just, you know, being a wimp, being an idiot? Continuing here, we're going to get into Turkey fears Syria chemical weapons, seeks NATO missiles. So what we've been saying for months, they're going to have a false flag on Syria saying they've used chemical weapons and have NATO fully invade to back up the al-Qaeda forces they've had attacking them for 21 months. Unbelievably immoral. And you can only do this with Western countries that are in comas. You know, give your rights up because of al-Qaeda, but the government runs al-Qaeda. Just And I've even talked to good old boys that are engineers, scientists, and they go, Alex, I know what you're saying. I know it's true, but I just can't respond. I just don't know what to say. What do we do? It's just like, okay, the government runs Al-Qaeda to take our liberty. It's completely obvious. They've been running them the entire time. They're running them now, and I've still got to have some TSA person come up and go, where are you going? What are you doing? What are you doing when you get to that city? And I'm like, come on, you know who I am, don't you? I saw you run over here all excited. Don't be a troublemaker, Jones. Of course I know who you are. And I'm just like, man, you really are a lowlife. This happened. Flying out the last two times. Two different guys came over. Both times doing their behavioral analysis. You become TSA with a two-week course. You take another eight-hour course, and you can now read minds. And they decide if you get to fly now. They decide if you're bad. It's just bestowing themselves. Guys, if you go back in the prop room real quick, there when you first come in, there's a magic wand. Somebody mailed me. I used to do this joke with a pen, and I'd say, Al Gore waves his magic wand and says he invented the Internet. TSA waves their magic wand and says they've got to stick their hands down your pants. It's against the law, but they wave it. And so now, oh, I had an eight-hour course smiling or frowning or sweating or not sweating or being talkative, being friendly. These are in the police training manuals, too, that Homeland Security gives them. Police are all nodding their heads. You've all been in the meetings. You've been giving it. If someone avoids you or someone smiles at you or someone is nice to you. And so many times I've walked up to cops and, hey, how's it going? Nice night, huh? Well, I'm waiting, you know, with my wife and the kids are in the bathroom. This just happened a few weeks ago and the cops start looking at me and then they even knew who I was. One of them was like, you're Alex Jones. And like, they were just kind of paranoid, I guess. But, oh, yeah, here it is. I was mailed this. I was mailed this by a listener, and it says, Man, Bear, Pig, Al Gore's magic wand, wave it a couple of times, and you save the earth. CO2 problem. I forget who it was, but it was Lord Monckton, I think. Yeah, it was Lord Monckton. And he was in studio like 6 months ago, and this has just been mailed to me. So it was sitting down the floor. And he's like, what is this? I'm like, oh, it's just a wand someone mailed me. Let's not look at that. It just looked like total fruit basket land. Here it is. And so you go take an eight-hour course, and you can now read minds, tell if someone's lying, which just means they get to now say, I've chosen you can't fly. And the really fun part about it is, I've told the story of flying back to Texas last year, and the guy was like, come with me. You're getting a pat down. He goes, you don't have to fly. This is my administrative, exact quote was my administrative right. And he was smiling and excited. He goes, I listened to your show. I listened yesterday. And I was just like, I mean, I kind of took it the way the guy was acting that I looked like Marilyn Monroe or something to him. You know, the way Marilyn Monroe would look to me. And it was just this country so far gone. But it's run by psych warfare people. So it's all about what can we get them to accept? Because if they take us a million miles into bizarre tyranny, even if we fight back 500,000 miles, we're still there. So it's like tying 15 bowling balls to somebody, even if they're the best swimmer in the world. You know, you chain to shackles 15 big bowling balls to Phelps, the Olympic swimmer, you know, greatest ever, and throw him off into the Atlantic Ocean. Folks, he's dead. Phelps is going to the bottom. And so they put like 100 bowling balls on us, and we're trying to get them off, and they're going, oh, there's no bowling balls. We're like, yeah, they're announcing world government. They're announcing that they're going to shut down the major roads and double our power prices and have all these new taxes. And here's your own documents where you admit this is your plan to make us dependent on the state because you're scared of the free market wealth. That socialist collectivists want to wreck wealth for the general public because it's all about control, because you're very nasty people. No, no, we're not setting any of that up, crazy person. Everything's fine. Just go to sleep. It's like in 2001 Space Odyssey where they're talking to Hal and they know he's lying to them. It's like, no, doctor, I don't know about that problem. I don't know what you're talking about. It's like when an employee... You've caught them lying to you five or six times. You've caught them like in the sixth time, and you know they're lying, and they still lie. and they're lying, smiling at you, lying to your face, and you're just looking at them, and or it's like a neighbor you catch lying to you. I mean, at a certain point, you know, out of my life. Well, I can't see. Finally, I've grown up to the point where people act weird, act strange, act envious, act bizarre, act neurotic. They're out of my life. Not that I'm perfect. It's just that the luxury in my life is not being around people that act weird. I'm just not there. I'm looking up into the stars, into the universe, into science, into discovery, into things I want to do. I live an empowered, incredibly exciting, full life. And I'm not like up here bragging I do. I want you to. Stop caring what people think about you. Stop caring about approval from the establishment, because it's all a distortion. And start caring about what makes sense to your gut. And that is what everything good flows from. And I don't know how I got off into this whole story. The point is that, oh, yeah. People go, well, I know the government runs Al-Qaeda now. That's admitted, but it just people aren't ready to hear it. Well, they better be ready to hear it, because they're going to use this to take everything we've got. They want to get rid of the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. They're doing a darn good job of it with a wrecking ball right now. The president is saying he's above the law on the military, taxes, regulations, power plants. The TSA says they don't have to go before congressional committees, that they're above the law. They're saying they're above the law on internet censorship and control, and the order's secret, and Congress can't see it. I mean, Congress should be impeaching Obama right now, but the special interests that are financing the heads of the committees are the same ones financing Obama and the same ones financing Mitt Romney. So they've got, it's like a craps table where you buy, you put money on every single space. If the payout isn't set right, the House is going to lose money. You basically can't lose. They've got money on every single space. It'd be like a roulette wheel if you pick red and black and every number. Or it'd be like if you bought lottery tickets with every conceivable prefix of the. That's what they've done. Because, and you're like, well, that's more money than all the world. That's what they've done. They've created $1,500 trillion, and they have simply taken control of the entire planet because they get us to accept the fraud. They come in here with a magic Federal Reserve, New World Order wand, same group of banks worldwide, and they go, we give ourselves $50 trillion. We give ourselves $100 trillion. But to give it value, they then make us operate and work. I mean, people's daughters will go out, girls that should be marrying into great families, should be writing novels, should be owning stores, should be doctors. The cream of America goes out to elite bars and restaurants and lines up to be picked up by a rich man. And they're not prostitutes. They just get given money. That's what America does, because it's all based on a fraud. And I don't want my daughters growing up in a world like that. I want to turn things back towards the light. And it's all a magic wand. It's all a fraud. The only people they bust for Ponzi schemes are little low-level people like Madoff, you know, who only stole $100 million. And some of the other guys, you know, that stole $10 billion, $15 billion. And because they ran scams on other elitists. You see, oh, magic wand, all the money I want. You know, you'll go sell your body. I know a lot of people in Austin, because it's a big medical center research area of the country. I know a lot of people that buy a new car or go and pay their bills off going and signing and waiving their rights to have experiments done on them where it's lethal type stuff. I mean, it hurts them. And you can sign and waive your rights for that. I mean, America, that's what we do now. And, all right, I'm done ranting. When I come back, I want to hear what you think about Bob Costas saying we should basically ban guns. He said we'd be better off with no guns. You know, that if this guy didn't have a gun, this wouldn't have happened. As if the gun came out and did it. Okay, so I want to know your take on that. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. 2012, all that hype. Hillary getting set to run for president, you know, in 3.5 years. The Vatican putting in RFID tracker chips. The latest TSA, UN to take over the internet. It's all coming up. And Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Jones here, back live. And coming up in the next segment, I will open the phones up throughout the remainder of the transmission, interspersed with science and technology news, the economy news that I will get to. That homeless guy that the police officer bought shoes for, he doesn't have the shoes already. There's a reason some people are poor, folks, but it doesn't mean we shouldn't still help them. And we're also, some people you can give everything and they'll lose it all a day later. There are some people who can lose everything and have it all back a day later. Continuing, New York, New Yorker editor, I do intend to get into that, Hillary for president. That'll be five Clinton administrations because they've really are running Obama as well. So we're going to be breaking all of that down and more on what's happening with the TSA, another veteran journalist calling it rape. And that's exactly what it is. But before I get back into the Bob Costas situation and the Second Amendment and then come back and take your calls in a long segment, Joe Rogan, who I've known since like 1998, number one, I think he's a really smart guy. Don't agree with all his political views, obviously, nor he. He doesn't agree with anything I do. But he's just a really nice guy. I've known him for like 14 years now. And I only get to see him a few times a year when I'm out in L.A. or when he comes through Austin. And he's been so busy with his podcast, multiple TV shows, UFC and everything, that he's been hard to get on the radio. You know, just because when you start doing this stuff a lot, like he's doing now, I turn down most interviews. You just get burnt out. But he said, yeah, come on out to the show, go out to eat and stuff, and let's do an interview. And so I went over there, went and saw the show with, I took David Ortiz, Marcos Morales, and Rob Dude did camera. And we went over there, and it was the best interview I've ever done with Joe. Hands down, it's powerful. Because I talked to him before and after, his piece. And so that is going to be airing Thursday or Friday. We'll air a radio version because obviously it's not all the King's English. And then we'll have an uncensored version for PrisonPlanet.tv, but we can warn people up front for that. Not that it matters, but I've got to just say that because I'm on broadcast radio. There's not too much, but there's some of it. Now, the point is, I think profanity is Bob Costas saying the gun did the murder, not the NFL player. To me, that's profanity. People saying the family is arcane and bad and the state should get rid of the family, as textbooks teach at all the major colleges. Just go look for yourself the government systems of social workers. That's profane. Putting vaccines in kids full of cancer viruses, that's profane, not the old English word for poo-poo. But just some of my own humor there, that is coming up. But here's a quick clip from his podcast a few weeks ago, a listener sent us, where one of the guys he has on the show, one of the guys that goes on the road, I met him, pretty nice guy, he was talking about ritual is a good thing, they ought to go join the Masons. Being sarcastic, really saying, let's go infiltrate and find out what they're up to. But, I mean, Thanksgiving's a ritual. Reading your children books at night and saying their prayers is a ritual. Humans do like ritual. See, now all ritual turns into something bad. Church is a ritual. And then they make the joke that, Alex is going to get mad at us saying this. And I understand the joke is of a caricature of Alex Jones, not what I really stand for. It's pretty darn funny. It's the best Joe Rogan imitation I've ever seen him do. And he does a great one of Joey Diaz, but I think he really is a master at this, and he's getting better. So here's a short clip from the Joe Rogan Experience.
Go to the Masonic Lodge and be like, I want to become a Freemason. And then they do, like, background checks on you.
Should we become Masons?
Yes, let's do it. I think it'd be a blast.
What do you think is good about being a Mason?
I think ceremony is...
People are going nuts right now in front of their computer.
Shills! These New World Order shills! Where is the Alex Jones hotline number? I need to call
him! Joe Rogan has publicly admitted on his show that he is a man! He has Duncan Trussell on who talks about how wonderful it is to be a Mason and spreading propaganda, disinformation about Masons being about geometry. They're about control! They're about taking your soul, ladies and gentlemen! Not what I'm going to stand for!
Man, that is spot on. I think those are actual quotes. You know, I'm in a big Discovery Channel show. I haven't seen it yet, but people tell me it's good. I need to watch Secrets of Secret Societies. You think I would? I'm in a couple episodes of that. You think I would watch that? But again, I don't like Joe Rogan because he's a celebrity. I like him because he's my friend of a long time. And let me tell you, that's the look for Joe. He's wearing an astronaut outfit, an orange astronaut launch outfit. With a shaved head, it's becoming. I'm serious. I think I may go with that look. I'm not usually I literally want to just go out and get an astronaut outfit immediately. But I'll give you my take on the Masons for real on the other side. since that video has gone particularly viral. So everybody knows where I stand. Then your phone calls on Bob Costas and the gun grabbing. It's all coming up. PrisonPlanet.tv. We're streaming video right now. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalists on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15 and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And the judge said, son, just one more. One more shot. One more vaccine. And then your child's going to have that convulsion. And that's when they do the devil dance. There goes your mind. There goes your brain cells. Yeah. Another vegetable. Count up another score on the scoreboard for the new world order. And who loves you and who do you love? The new world order. All right, briefly, and then I'll go to phone calls. On the whole Mason thing, and I've always explained this, it does a massive disservice to just get up on air and say the Masons are the Illuminati and they're devil worshipers and they're going to kill you and they're the ones doing everything. because about half our founding fathers were Scottish Freemasons, Blue Lodge people. And that went back to Solomon's Temple, just to boil this down simply, when knowledge was power. Just like knowledge is power today, the formula to create diesel, the formula to crack the atom, the formula you know, to make Coca-Cola taste so good. Well, it's cocaine. It's the same thing. How to build buildings, geometry, how to construct things, how to create a royal arch. That was the most prestigious thing. Rock stars in every culture, going back more than 5,000 years, have been the people who were the master builders of the pharaohs and the Babylonians and the Chinese, the Qin, and countless others. That was the real science, architecture. And you didn't just give that science up to anybody. So they had mystery schools that were private colleges put out by the priest class, generally affiliated with the royal dynasty, who also taught agriculture and propaganda and manipulation, and they taught people how to make the public superstitious and tell them the sun wouldn't come back if they didn't give them more power. And then the priest would say, the Buga God is mad at you, the sun isn't going to come back, because they'd been marking down when the eclipse would come. So there's a lot of superstition, a lot of occultic. Occultic just means hidden, and that's where all of this comes out of. And that's where the Illuminati comes out of, too. But that's just history. And so George Washington was a Mason, but he was a great man. A lot of my ancestors have been Masons. You judge a tree by its fruits. Now, that said, one of my great uncles told my dad when he was a kid, don't join the Masons. And he was a high-level Mason, as high as you could get. Because so much organized crime uses the Masonic secret system and the good old boy network to be able to get away with murder. And I mean murder. And I won't get off into all of it. But Texas was founded by Masons. Most of my ancestors were Masons. And they were good people. One of my ancestors, they wanted to be the treasurer of Texas. And he wouldn't do it because he saw it as potentially immoral. But David Ayers. But the point is that Masonry itself, and George Washington wrote letters at the time about this. And they're on the Library of Congress website. Just type in George Washington letters on Illuminati. There's a bunch of them, how they, through France and the Jacobins, were taking over Masonry and were Illuminati, and that they wanted to create hell on earth. And that's what they want. They want hell on earth, burning cities, raping everybody, just death, destruction, hell. They want to pull down all the governments to then have a reign of terror and then build their new government, which is an absolute tyranny, after they destroyed the society. And the Illuminati talked about how they used the Masons, who were upset about tyranny, to actually help take over governments, and then they would take them out as well. So that's what's going on with this. And when you just come out and say Masons are devil worshippers, then people who are third-degree master Masons are all the way up to 32nd degree, and then, of course, the honorary degree of 33, it actually goes above that. They don't know all this. And yes, the Illuminati has taken over Masonry. You can argue where it came from, the different branches of it. It predates Christianity. It predates Judaism. It predates Islam. It is the old-time religion. And it is, at its base, Luciferian. But that was overtaken and Christianized, and then just used as a fraternity of engineering and science where you went and shared mathematics and things. It was the British Masonic lodges with scientists that discovered vitamin C. They didn't know what it was. They just called it a factor in citrus fruits. And that's why they called the British limeys, and that's why they became a global dominant power with their navies, because the French and Spanish and others said, oh, you're superstitious drinking those limes, you know, in your grog, two parts water, one part rum. It's an old story. The point is, I said I'd go to your calls. So much of the Masonic Lodge is the Enlightenment, is even the Protestant Reformation, which no one can deny there was a lot of tyranny in the Vatican and a lot of corruption there. Anything that's old over time starts becoming corrupt. But then they simply overthrew that and set up their own system. So it's just it's anything that gets too old becomes corrupt. It's called entropy. And I'm oversimplifying all of this, but you're not going to reach out to Masons and get them to wake up to the Illuminati by just saying, you're a devil worshiper. I know you go in there and cut the heads off of goats and rape kids. That's not going on at 99.9% of Masonic lodges. Masonic lodges are only a screening system for upper society, and you'll have lodges that are mainly scientific, or lodges that are brewers, or you'd have lodges, you know, that were military in order. Because here's the deal. People that are successful don't just want to hang around with anybody. Because as soon as you become successful, you immediately find out people want to get around you. They call it scraping an acquaintance in England. So that they can claim you've done something bad to give themselves notoriety. Or so they can try to blackmail you. Or so they can suck off of you. So whether it's low-level success or high-level success, there are more and more elite pathways, and it's all based on trust. But at the very upper end of that, it's all about trust in some really bad stuff. See, low-level, and I'm not talking about Masonic stuff here. I'm talking about business, life, fraternities, organizations, groups. That's why I always feel so sorry for people who attack me. Or people that have scraped an acquaintance, been on the show a few times, stuff like that, who then go out and make it their whole life to demonize Alex Jones. I get sad, but not in the way they think. I get sad because I realize, man, that person is never going to be let into any polite society. That's why David Gergen, when I told him I'd snuck into Bohemian Grove, he said, you're not gentlemanly, and I don't appreciate that you did that. You made an agreement. And I went, no. And he goes, oh, you're the guy that crashed it. Then he knew who I was and turned red and got in my face. And he said, you're not a gentleman. You're going to pay for that in polite society. It was your blackballed, boy. Well, I'm happy to be blackballed by super upper crust Karl Rove of five administrations, four definitely. That's one thing. But when you see, people don't get this, you blackball yourself in business or life, and there's all these losers, and they wonder why they're losers. Chief amongst losers are they're lazy. Or they're envious of someone who's successful. I've discovered that I've always been successful because I genuinely admire the strong. I genuinely admire the beautiful. I genuinely admire the handsome. I genuinely admire the intelligent. I genuinely want people to be successful. And I found that is one of the only prerequisites in life for success on the path of being a good guy, the light side. Now, the dark side, you've got to have all those skills. But then you've also got to know how to twist things and do all these bad things because you'll get shut down as well. But I see these people over the years that attack me and lie about me, and don't they know that all they've done is blackballed themselves? I never have to say a word about anybody to anybody. I don't gossip to anybody. I don't have time to gossip. People that are successful immediately look into someone before they associate with them in any way. It's like a bird will test a perch before it jumps up on it. And we as patriots need to not have our culture and our society poisoned by cognitive dissonance, sold by people like Cass Sunstein, who said, we'll go out and pose as alternative media conspiracy theorists and just fight with each other all day. And that's done so that there's no society there. That's done so that it is just a morass of infighting and mindlessness. And most people that play part in this, they're not even actively conscious of it. The globalists just know their psychology and know who they are. And that's what the Illuminati's doing, is taking the mystery school knowledge of Egypt, Babylon, Israel, and all these other ancient cultures, Roman, Greek, And they teach this at the higher levels of secret societies. You're not in a real secret society, even if you're a 32nd degree Mason. Because those are not just porch Masons in their degrees. They're porch Masons in the lodge that they're in itself. You know, a police officer lodge or a plumber's lodge or a doctor's lodge. You're not in an elite lodge. If you're in a Yale lodge, you are worshiping Satan. If you are in one of the big main national lodges, yeah, everybody there is 32nd degree or 33rd degree. And then there's degrees above that. So it's all about compartmentalization. So see, it's good to be upstanding and be in good society and to be known as someone that can be trusted. That's where everything opens up to you. Because, oh, that guy doesn't try to burn people. That guy is nice. That guy is willful and strong and stands for what he believes in, but he's not twisted and just trying to bring people down for no reason. That's called being honorable. And in the power structures of the world, secret societies as well, all the way up to a certain level, it's very moral people. And that's what you'll find. The devil's carriage, as I've said many times, is pulled by the good. But good who don't have the full picture. That's why awareness of this and how this really works will allow the power structure to be removed, because their own minions who think they're doing something for the greater good or who have been compartmentalized or twisted will see the full design and then understand where this road ultimately leads. Because all of the gentlemanliness and friendliness and the fact that you can be counted on as a journalist and not, you know, destroy your sources. The fact that you can be counted on, that will lead you automatically into success in life. And then once you've hit that level, there's a ceiling, because then there's actual dark controllers above that, and they will use people that are trusted that they can trust around them. Very evil people will actually be surrounded by good people, generally, I've discovered, because they know that's who they can trust, but all those people are compartmentalized. Do you understand? And so we do a disservice by attacking fraternal organizations and things like that, because then the Masons and people get attacked and they think, well, we're just raising money for school kids. We're just helping in the community. We're just helping do this and that. How dare you say that about us? And then that discredits everything else we're talking about. So that's where I stand on the Masons, and I've gone over. We still got over an hour and 10 minutes to take calls. When we come back, I will go directly to your calls and then calls throughout the third hour, 800-259-9231, Kathy and Phil and Fred and Brad and Tony and many others we're going to get to you. You see, winning is all about having a superior culture. People always say, the globalists say, there are no superior cultures. And I go, okay, so I can't make cultural judgments about what type of food I like. I can't make cultural judgments just about what attracts me, what type of woman attracts me. I can't make cultural judgments about what type of laws I like. I mean, can I say the Aztecs were wrong to sacrifice tens of thousands every year to their gods? I think that was really a degenerate culture that really fell apart. Can I say the Nazis had a bad culture? Oh, of course, that's a bad culture. You see, they want to demonize the farming culture and call it backwards and stupid. They want to demonize a hunting culture like we just want to kill things. No, we have a thing in our brain that we're supposed to go out and hunt animals. It's not about the killing them. That sometimes you're sitting there and you've killed it. You go, well, I better butcher this and eat it. It's something you need to do. It's bestial. And it's not bad to be animalistic at a level, because you're meant to be like that. You have to have the higher order on top of it. In fact, if you don't have your animal stuff fulfilled, you're not going to have the higher stuff fulfilled. But here's a victory. Everybody I know in the left, all over this country, is discovering firearms. They're going out, they're shooting them. Women are discovering, single women, how great it is to have a firearm. Women, on average, are better shots than men. Did you know that? Women are going hunting. Women are getting into real feminine power. Not the fake CIA feminism. See, they always create a counterfeit of it. And there's all these shows now on television, I've been noticing when I analyze it, where the women are living up in, you know, Montana or Alaska, and they're so happy statistically. And I'm not saying everybody needs to go out and live in the woods. It's just that all the switches start getting flicked in men and women when you're living like we lived for all these eons before. Here's the Chronicle that has written cover stories on me repeatedly. Incredible lies. I mean, lawsuit city if I wanted to. I'd own them. No doubt. Hands down. But I don't care. Because bad press is good press in the final equation. Because I'm not just thinking about myself. I want to get the word out. The Chronicle has now been having pro-gun articles. The Chronicle here in Austin, the weekly paper, circulation of 160,000 a week, going to the people that founded South by Southwest, who I'd like to be nice to. I don't want to sit there and going out for dinner, learning the responsibilities and rewards of getting your own game at the Dadu's Hunting School for Women. And you go to page 44, and it shows the women learning how to hunt and learning how to butcher. By the way, the meat tastes so much better. And getting guns, or they can hunt with bows. Okay, this is how we win. This is how we beat them. We take the human culture and we stack it up against the globalist artificial culture, because they have to have an artificial culture to dehumanize you, or you won't go along with their system. So all you've got to do is try to rediscover your humanity. You'll win. Folks, when the most liberal publication I know of is now pro-hunting and becoming pro-gun, we're winning. We're winning. It's starting. It's happening. We'll be right back. This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local statehouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
InfoWars.com. I've already played the clip. I'll play it again next hour. But Bob Costas is saying, hey, if you wouldn't have had a gun, this wouldn't have happened, and we got to restrict the Second Amendment. basically. That video's up at Infowars.com. It's up at DrudgeReport.com. I'm sure you've already seen it. And I'm going to go to your calls now and then start them into the next hour. But anybody that assaults our Second Amendment is bad news and needs to be attacked politically. They want to disarm you. They want to take your claws away. They want to make you a slave. You need to take that real personal. Real personal. NBC uses NFL murder-suicide tragedy to make plea for gun control. That's up at Infowars.com via the DailyCaller.com. And it's truly disgusting. Makes me sick, so I threw that out for callers. I'm going to go to your calls briefly. We're running it until December 10th. We have them in stock, something others don't have, and they're 15% off the best gravity-fed filters out there, stainless steel, four different units, 15% off with the promo code WATER15. You put WATER15 in at checkout, 15% off your order of the ProPure filters. And I would give it as a gift as well, all the stuff that's in the water, and they have fluoride filters as well. They're just heads above any competition, and we have the lowest prices. That is 15% off, and it will end December 10th because we got so much to ship out and get out. I want to make sure you get it way before Christmas. So, again, give the gift of clean water at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or get your check in the mail, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And your purchase also funds the operation of what we're doing here through Free Association. Let's go ahead and free choice. Let's go ahead and go to Kathy in Texas on disarming the American people. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. I was having coffee when Bob Costas started his gun grab mess, and I immediately turned it off and ran for my second cup. And it reminded me of a gun protest that was going on. I think I saw it online, and a chubby fella was standing next to someone protesting guns, and he had his own little sign, and it had a drawing of a big spoon on it that you eat with. And it said, "This spoon made me fat." And I thought it was hilarious. And it's the
That's it. That's it. Guys, get me Bob Costas' address. I want everyone to mail them spoons with that. We're going to launch a protest on Bob Costas, but also the NFL, because if they fired Hank Williams Jr. for saying that Obama was turning into a tyrant, when he is, then I want Bob Costas to apologize. That's all I want, to not say my guns are the fault in this country. Not everybody's rich like you. Costas can have bodyguards, and he's on record having bodyguards. That's a great idea. I want to get Watson or one of the Watsons or one of our crew to come up with an idea. $1,000 prize as well. I'm sure doing lots of little things. Whoever videotapes in the next week, you writing your letter, nothing threatening, and sending him your open letter to Bob Costas for the best letter, shooting a video of you putting a spoon with the letter to mail it to Bob Costas. We're going to launch that contest, and we're going to mail spoons to Bob Costas. That is a fantastic idea, ma'am.
Well, it's not mine. It was something I saw, and it was just so hilarious, and I said, that's exactly the analogy.
Yeah, guns causing crime is like spoons making people fat.
Right. And speaking of food, can I add this?
Sure. Switzerland has the lowest crime rate in Europe. You can look up the crime statistics from the EU. They have total armaments everywhere. I'm sorry. Go ahead, ma'am.
So, you know, guess what else they're going to use our GMO corn for instead of fuel, ethanol?
What?
Making plastics.
Well, you know, it must be good for you. Yeah, they can have GMO corn produce anything. Chemicals, they can make corn basically grow gasoline. They can make it grow HIV virus. That's pharmacological crops. Yum, yum, yum. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalists on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water.
The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. Water 15, and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.